Dave and Siege mornings when you wake up.
My favorite part of a Monday morning is when you grab your headphones and then try to put them on your ears and somehow just blast your face with them. They sort of retract
too quickly.
Smash.
Too much retraction.
Smash in the face.
Like, I'm going to have a bump now.
I feel bad for you because your eyes squint down and you seem confused by why the world is hurting you right now.
So I have my
headphones. And I have no answer.
And these are not mine.
Oh, I see.
And so it's these that throw me off. They retract so quickly that they blast me in the face. I don't know how DJ No Sleep isn't just covered in bruises. I think these are his.
Are these his?
Oh. Yeah. Hey,
oh, wow,
Dave,
that's
and
good.
Yeah, see, now DJ No Sleep.
Wearing another man's headphones.
I'm telling you, we're not sleeping right now because we're waking you up every morning with Dave.
Are you getting used to the schedule?
Absolutely not.
Hmm. You seem to be okay, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, I am, which is kind of scary because this morning I woke up at 4:55, like 5 minutes before the alarm went off.
Beautiful.
So,
you're in it. You're in it to win it, buddy.
You got your tickets to see this gal, Taylor, play how to win them in 5 minutes. Panama City's number one hit music station, Island 106. Dave and Siege, excited for today to be warmer. It's supposed to be like 70. Like, what a concept.
Might even start sweating.
Well, it doesn't take much for me. You know my face sweats all the time. You're pointing a finger
at me. It's like a nice little glow. Speaking of sweating.
Yeah.
So, on Saturday night, Friday night.
Yeah.
I woke up at like 1 a.m. in a panic.
Panic?
Yeah.
Panic,
Jay. My brow wet.
Really?
Perspired.
What's going on?
We forgot to define blinkapate on Friday night.
5 minutes. Let's do that.
Boom. I'll be honest. I don't think anyone knows what it means anymore.
It's the Urban Dictionary Word of the Day.
Scholars maintain that the translation was lost hundreds of years ago.
Here's Siege.
Blinkapate.
Blinkapate.
The word of the day is blinkapate.
Blinkapate. Now, on Friday, I guess that blinkapate means what?
You were, like, when you're constipated blinkered.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, so, like, you're right. Blinking.
Yeah.
But, like, your eyes are
so
opening
tired.
Back up because you're so tired.
Gotcha.
Blinkapate. The reason that we didn't define it on Friday is because it was just so obvious that I was correct.
It was so obvious that we were so excited about the weekend.
Well, there's that, too.
Father.
And that we messed up, and now we're probably going to get suspended or fired,
and this
is our last day on the road.
HR is knocking on the door.
Hi.
It was the soft knock, too, you know?
I know, it's like,
did
you hear something?
Someone there?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was the hammer about to be dropped.
We have this, like, sweet woman who's our HR rep here. So the picture of her dropping the hammer seems about right. That's the way our life.
She's sweet now.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way.
So we're in her office with witnesses, and then it gets a little weird. Blinkapate. You'll find out what it means here in four.
Scholars maintain that the translation was lost hundreds of years ago.
Here's Siege.
Blinkapate. So Dave thinks that when you're so tired and you can't blink anymore, it's called blinkapation.
Yeah, like constipation. There's nothing you can take for it. Like constipation, you can take those pills. You can eat Raisin Bran. You can get nervous about something.
You can just sleep if you're blinkapated.
Maybe you could. Yeah, that's one way to do it. But there's
It's not a bad guess. Do you really want to know? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Can you handle you being wrong? The seemingly rare occurrence when the blinker of the vehicle in front of you syncopates with the timing and rhythm of your own blinker.
I don't think that ever happens.
Can also be known as harmony.
Oh, okay.
Whenever it happens to me, it's like for 2 seconds.
Right.
You can have the same exact car.
You kind of make the noise in your mind.
And then you're wondering how long it's going to go. You're like, come on, guys. Match up. We can do this.
I don't think they ever match up. In my life, I've seen it happen like 5 times.
Are they like snowflakes where they're all different?
They could be. Every blinker. I've been behind the same kind of car as my own. And it still doesn't blinkapate. So I don't know if this is a real thing or not.
Hmm.
I'm a little worried about it, actually.
I'm going to do some research into this.
Blinkapation.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading books of old, the legend.
Hey, what's up?
The Golden Gate Bridge is set to get a suicide net.
Oh, wow.
Due to the large number of attempts every year, the $200 million barrier should be completed by 2021.
If you jump off that bridge, do you die?
So it's this is how they talk about it. They've got a 98% success rate.
Success that suicide?
That it's, yeah, if you attempt, then it's a 220-foot drop, and 98% of people who jump from the Golden Gate Bridge do die.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're looking to put a net to curb some of that. So it's one of the most trafficked sort of suicide attempt locations in the world.
Hmm. That's sure to be a big splash.
Wow. I'm just going to move on from that one.